This is a HeadGum Original.
Vroom, vroom! Beep, beep! Welcome to the pit wall! Yeah! Marika, Formula One is good again!
I guess.
What?
I'm really bummed.
What?
It's kind of sad.
Oh my God. I don't understand what's happening right now.
You'd think, but I'd be thrilled.
Yeah.
And in a way I am.
Uh-huh.
But in a way, it's really been overshadowed by my disgust and contempt for McLaren inviting Trump to the Miami GP.
Wow, wow.
And subsequently, Lando Norris having a conversation with him, which I'm sure he was required to do. But still, based on the quotes I've seen, he should have stopped talking very quickly.
Wow. I haven't seen the quotes. I was trying to look for the quotes. I couldn't find quotes. All I could find when I searched on TikTok, Lando Norris Trump, were TikToks made by people called like Patriot 1995
and like
True Patriot, Florida Patriot, stuff like that.
I don't like that.
And it's just clips of like Trump in the garage, and I'm like, okay, I can't find any clips of Lando. I saw one that was from like Patriot Lover or something, and it was like President Trump visited the McLaren garage before the Miami Grand Prix, and then they won. Trump is good luck.
Yeah, I mean, and that is essentially what I guess he told Lando in this conversation.
Oh,
there is a quote
from someone at the Daily Mail.
We'll get into it later. It's fine. I'm just bummed.
Welcome to the Pit Wall, a Formula One podcast for casual fans. I'm your podcast principal, Casey Donahue. I'm joined today, as always, by Marika Brownlee, unless otherwise noted. Certainly not like, Marika Zach Brownlee today.
No, not today. And I kind of don't even want to be Miami Marika either.
I didn't call you that.
I know, but I thought about it and then I was like, no, too sad.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, I was coming in like, whoa, what a great race. Wow, this is gonna be so much fun to talk about.
The race was good.
This was a fun race to watch.
I'll be fun to talk about.
I can remove the politics from the racing.
Yeah, the artistry on the track. I can remove the politics.
Okay,
but the conversations off the track saddened me to the core.
Folks, there was a race this week. If you can't tell, the Miami Grand Prix, and it's not even really in Miami.
Yeah.
It's at a place that I like to call Joe Robbie Stadium, which is what it was called when I was born. And now it's the Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah.
Hard Rock Cafe Stadium, the Seminole Hard Rock Stadium.
This is, I think, our stupidest race on the calendar. I'll go ahead and say it.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's in the parking lot of the football stadium. Mm-hmm. It is nowhere near like actual like South Beach. It's the marina is fake. It's very funny to look at to me. Of Florida, South Florida boy, born and raised, watching this race, hearing them complain all weekend about the temperature of the track. And I'm like, now this sounds like a Florida race, if you ask me. Oh, it's too hot out there. Welcome to, I think it's Broward County. I think the stadium's in Broward County. But if it's not, welcome to Dade County. Let me look up what county Hard Rock Stadium. It is Miami-Dade County.
All right.
So they're in the county. There's that. They got that.
We'll allow it.
But it's certainly not Monaco. It's not the Monaco Grand Prix where they're driving by all the yachts. I'm sure that's what they really want the Miami Grand Prix to be.
Well, yeah, because they built yachts in the middle of the stadium so that they can drive around them.
Yeah, I wonder if they built the yachts because they were like, oh yeah, just wherever's fine. Where do the Dolphins play? We'll do it there. And then mm-hmm. they get there like the week of the Grand Prix and they're like, oh my God, this is nowhere near where we thought it was.
Not even close
to
the water.
We have to build fake yachts.
Yeah. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. And this track, not good for overtaking. And that sucks.
I feel like I watched a different race than you did.
Did you watch the sprint race?
It was on my TV.
Okay. Well, the track is not good for overtaking. That was especially established in the sprint race, but also in the race itself.
There was like all sorts of battling going on.
Battling yesterday. Because nobody could overtake anyone.
I feel like there was, but I also like trust you. But I feel like I remember watching like Lewis Hamilton battling someone for a while, and they were like trading spots back and forth. Corner to corner.
In the race
In the race. In the sprint, Kevin Magnussen went demon mode.
Yeah.
On Lewis, which was
at the time.
I was like, the hell's this guy's problem? But then the interviews after, I was like, no, this guy rules. Kevin Magnussen rules.
Yeah.
Kevin Magnussen during the sprint race was just doing everything he possibly could to not let Lewis passed. He was taking penalties left and right, purposely driving off track to make Lewis go off track just so Nico Hülkenberg can maintain a spot in the points.
Yeah.
And that is cool. That it's so cool that even Lewis afterwards was like, that was cool what he did.
Lewis thought it was cooler than he thought it was. He was like, Kim Magnussen was like, I don't like having to be that person, essentially.
I love it. I love it. So he's funny. Like Anakin Skywalker before he becomes Darth Vader. Of course, right. You know this, Marika.
Yes.
He's like got a bad attitude and he's like, I hate becoming so evil, but I'm so good at it.
And this is Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. When he goes to the village and he slaughters all of the Tusken Raiders because they killed his mom.
Mm.
He's like, I hate them, all of them. It's Kevin Magnussen every other driver on the track.
Yeah.
To protect his best friend, Nico Hülkenberg.
It's really, there is no reason for him to do that. There truly was no reason, but it was so funny that he did. And I mean, yeah, that was one of the quote unquote battles where, because I mean, like it was a battle, but it was a battle with no resolve, really. Like the resolve was the end of the race, or like the resolve was that him finally getting so many penalties that there was no point in even trying to block Hamilton anymore. But I feel like the sprint in particular had a ton of DRS trains. That was one of them. There was also like, who was it with? Is it Carlos? Oh yeah, it was like Carlos trying to get past someone in the sprint. And yeah, it just seemed like it was really hard to overtake. And in general, the entire weekend, there was a lot of like people getting really close to the back of cars and then not being able to make the overtake. So even Lando was like, I didn't overtake anyone this race, which was true, which is kind of crazy to think about.
How did he get in first? I remember one of my notes. I'm pulling up my notes. Oh no, this is my grocery list that for later.
Oh, what do you have to get?
Right now, I have chicken breast, paper towels, a new bath mat, arugula,
nice
fruit,
general.
Just general fruit. And then it's a solid list.
Nice. Like calm powder or
like to go to sleep.
The calm's a brand. Oh.
Well, I usually get like the CVS gummies, but I'm probably gonna go to Target because I need that bath mat.
So true.
So I'm gonna look around at what they got at Target.
Yeah, they got those. They got a lot of gummies there.
I'm sure I'll find something.
I believe in you.
Thanks. But let me pull up my notes for the race. I don't have a lot of notes.
Should we go through the scores real fast?
Yes. Yes, we should. Yes, we absolutely should. And we will. We will. Which tab is it in? Here it is. We will right now. Here are the results of the Miami Grand Prix. An order of teams from worst to best. Worst to first. Aston Martin, 0 points. Lance Stroll did not finish. Get off of my grid.
Fernando this is the sprint, Alonso by the way.
Got 17th. This is the sprint. Let's do the sprint results as well. Alpine, 0 points. Pierre Gasly got 9th. Esteban Ocon got 15th. Williams, 0 points. Logan Sargeant got 10th. Alex Albon got 13th. Kick Sauber, 0 points. Zhou Guan Yu got 11th. Valtteri Bottas got 14th. Mercedes, 0 points. George Russell got 12th. Lewis Hamilton got 16th. But he finished 8th technically.
Yeah.
Was that
a bummer?
Just because of...
speeding in the pit lane.
No, I was going to say just because of Kevin Magnussen, but I feel like other people got penalties.
Hamilton's penalty was from speeding in the pit lane, which is usually a fine, from what my understanding.
Hmm.
And instead, they gave him a 20-second penalty, which is crazy. But he could not give less of a fuck, so that's good.
And then, I mean, why would he? He's got senioritis.
Yeah.
With the Mercedes team. He's graduated.
Magnussen got
he's already
a penalty.
Got accepted into Ferrari University. Like he's he's in hags mode.
Yeah.
Have a good summer.
Yeah.
For the listeners who maybe are in
Europe. Have anyone sign their yearbooks like losers. Like Marika.
I don't know if any of our European listeners, which there are a few, have like high school yearbooks or like if you sign yearbooks, true. Hags, kit, and so on and so forth. Keep in touch. Have a good summer. Stay cool.
Stay cool.
All right, back to the points. Mercedes, I already did. Haas. 2 points for Haas. Nico Hülkenberg got 7th. Kevin Magnussen got 18th. You did it, King.
You pulled it off.
McLaren, 3 points. Lando Norris, DNF. Oscar Piastri, 6th. RB, 6 points. Daniel Ricciardo got 4th. Best I've ever seen him do, personally.
It was really funny.
Yuki Tsunoda got 8th.
Just for Ricciardo to be that high for the sprint race, you know, I think he started 4th, finished 4th. For a second, he was in 3rd, and then got overtaken by Checo. And then people were like tweeting, he never left, like blah, blah, blah. And then immediately in the afternoon, 20th place qualifying. It's like, y'all are so dumb.
But I bet that 4th place finish was enough for Christian to go, he's in. Checo's out. Danny's in.
Anything to keep his boy.
Mm-hmm. Ferrari, 11 points. Carlos Sainz got 2nd. Charles Leclerc got 5th. Hey, two podiums for both boys.
The Ferrari?
For the Ferrari boys. Sainz on Saturday, Charles on Sunday.
Would have loved it reverse, but ultimately gotta give it up to the boys in blue.
The boys in blue. Oh, man, I liked the blue, I must say.
Yeah.
Are you gonna buy the shirt? I didn't like the car. I tried to buy the shirt. It sold out very quick.
No.
And now it's like only, what the hell? Raise my hand and then our cameras switched sides. I didn't like the car. I didn't like the too much red with that blue on the car. I wish it was more blue with red highlights.
I agree.
I should have never raised my hand. Now Zoom it has a message up that says lower hand. Okay. All right. Now I switch sides. Now I'm on the other side of the screen.
Oh my God. I think you can turn off. If you go to the reactions, there's like recognize hand gestures and you can turn that off.
Time for that right now. I'm recording the pit wall.
All right.
I tried to find the shirt. It sold out. There's like knockoffs. I might get a knockoff.
That'd be cool.
I looked up on eBay. They're going for like $300-$400. I'm like, not worth it. And then I saw Jake Paul wearing one and I was like, okay, maybe I don't need to get this shirt.
That really sucks. And again, Miami, the lamest fucking race on the calendar, the dumbest event of all time, where the stars
stars show up
included Logan Paul, James Charles, Donald Trump.
Did you see Max meeting James Charles?
Yes.
Very funny.
Haunting. He's confused. He's scared. Max was also odd one this entire weekend in a really funny way. After sprint qualifying, he just said lol.
After losing to Lando, everything I saw him say after the race, he was like not at all like concerned for the championship. Like he's like, he knows he's winning.
Yeah.
And he knows he's not going to win every race. So he's like really chill about it. And then his buddy won. So he was like, he like clearly didn't want to take away from Lando winning his first race. So any question I saw asked of him about coming in 2nd, he was like, It's fine. Like, it's like second is still really good.
Yeah. Which is, I think, kind of a change in attitude for him a little bit. Like, I think it's a more mature response than he maybe would have had in like 2021.
Oh, for sure.
But it's also clearly because he's winning constantly.
He's won like 30 races since 2021.
Yeah.
So, I think maybe he's understanding that the ride is coming to a close. Maybe not this year. Probably not this year. Could be next year. Definitely 2026. Soon. With that Red Bull's not going to be the same.
That's what Adrian Newey said too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got to get through the rest of these points. Red Bull, 14 points. Max Verstappen got first. Checo Perez got third. Now on to the Grand Prix of it all, points wise. Kick Sauber, 0 points. Zhou Guanyu got 14th. Valtteri Bottas got 16th.
But second place in driver of the day. Which,
very funny.
What was that about? I still very don't know funny. What it was about.
I think it's real easy to troll the voting of driver of the day, it seems.
It must be. I guess I should check Formula Dank and see if that was a request.
Mm-hmm. That's on Reddit, right?
Yeah.
I stay out of there. I work in the podcast business. I do not look at Reddit.
Couldn't
for my
be
own
me.
Sanity.
Yeah.
Could it be? Could it be Mitch?
It's really smart what you're doing. But it could
thank
not
you so
be
much.
Me.
Thank you so much. I cannot. I've seen people say nice things, and I was like, got to get out of here before the turn.
Mm-hmm. And it's great that they even say nice things, because yeah. I'll tell you what, not me.
You're not saying nice things?
I'm not saying nice things. I'm going on, and I'm sort of harassing everyone in the subreddits.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Williams, 0 points. Logan Sargeant did not finish, crash into the wall. Was that it for him?
That's really his fault, but... It's the rumor that...
He's not a rookie anymore.
People are saying this could be his last race because... Basically, Mercedes put in like a special request to get this very young driver their super license so that in time to race at Imola. So people are sort of suspecting that maybe Williams is going to replace Sargeant for the Italian GP. So we might find out pretty soon.
Yeah, I think it's for the best. You know, he's kind of a weird kid.
You're
sorry.
Not wrong.
No,
but
offense.
We did learn his pub sub.
Yeah, which order. Also is weird because it's like it's not the chicken tendy sub.
And that's the only option.
If you're a Florida boy,
right?
If you're from Broward County, which he is,
mm-hmm. It's the chicken tendy sub.
It's the chicken tendy sub.
You know what? Nashville,
what?
Publix. At some point, we got to go to Publix.
Wait, they got Publix in Nashville?
Yeah, man.
Like in the city?
Yeah.
Oh, we're fucking going grocery shopping when we go
yeah,
to Nashville.
We gotta go.
We have to go
this
grocery shopping.
This is the
shopping.
Important stuff. We have to go grocery shopping on our work trip to Nashville.
We gotta buy some groceries.
And I will be buying some fried okra if that's available to me.
I'm going to get myself an entire birthday cake sheet cake that only Publix can do.
Oh, yeah.
Great news. Back to the points of it all. Haas, 0 points. Nico Hülkenberg got 11th. Kevin Magnussen got 19th. Alpine, 1 point. Their first point. Pierre Gasly got 12th. Esteban Ocon got 10th. And one single point.
Such a big deal that his former teammate, who he doesn't really like, Fernando Alonso, took a photo with him to celebrate. Huge.
Yeah. And, you know, you said that, and I was like, okay, he doesn't really like Fernando, and he doesn't really like Pierre. Does this guy like anybody? Does anybody like him?
Yeah, I think he is in the friend group of... He's like maybe the one that's friends with Mick. And maybe
Mick Schumacher?
Yeah. Maybe Stroll. Not really.
Mick's not on the grid anymore. Stroll and Ocon, that, holy shit. If I'm like out in my life, living my life, and I see two Formula One drivers hanging out, but it's not two that I want to see. It's like the two guys I don't want to see just living their life together. Esteban Ocon and Lance Stroll. And I'm like, this couldn't have been Charles and Carlos I'm looking at right now here at Little Dom's in Los Feliz.
That'd be beautiful.
I'm watching Lance Stroll and Esteban Ocon have lunch. I don't even want to go tell them that I host a Formula One podcast.
No, yeah, you couldn't.
I'll just go like, hey, you guys stink. And then I'll get out of there. I won't say my name. They won't know who I am.
They won't be able to find you.
And then they'll go, I hate this place. I got to get out of here. And I'll go, good, get out. But tell Charles and Carlos that they can come visit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on.
Sorry, I was trying to confirm that is the friendship I was thinking of. It is Stroll and Ocon.
Oh, nightmare blunt rotation, as they say. Aston Martin, 2 points. Lance Stroll got 17th. Fernando Alonso got 9th. Stroll received a 10-second time penalty for leaving the track and gaining an advantage. I don't remember.
Not doing great. I also don't remember it, to be fair.
They didn't get a lot of screen time. Whatever. RB, 6 points. Daniel Ricciardo got 15th. Yuki Tsunoda got 7th. Is that Yuki's best finish?
Has he done this season?
Like in his career?
I feel like
that was his best.
No, I'm pretty sure he's done better in his career. I'll confirm.
I could have seen him be higher than seventh, but in the 2.5 seasons I've watched, I certainly haven't seen or remember him doing better than that.
He's finished fourth before.
Wow.
But that is fourth is his highest. And then his next highest is sixth. And then seventh is
okay, so
the
top
common
three.
One. Yeah.
Way to go, Yuki. Daniel.
You suck.
Mercedes.
You're terrible.
12 points for Mercedes. George Russell got 8th. Lewis Hamilton got 6th. Ferrari, 25 points. Carlos Sainz got fifth. Charles Leclerc got third. Sainz received a 5-second time penalty for causing a collision. That rings a bell.
He collided into Oscar Piastri, which ruined Piastri's because they were battling a lot. So Carlos finished fourth. Penalty got him.
Who in the chat said they should that he should have? Was it Pyle that said he should have given the place back?
Probably. I'll look.
I don't really think he needed to give the place back. From what I remember watching the race, I remember thinking, I don't know if he really needs to. And then Carlos was like, "Fuck it, fuck it. You don't get to be up here. Go to the back."
Mm-hmm.
Sent his ass all the way back. But then he still climbed back up.
Yeah,
like five spots.
Yeah, he got back to 13th. Better than Daniel Ricciardo did the entire race.
Oscar's a good race car driver.
He is. I agree. I think it's fun that he was very level-headed even throughout that entire thing. It was also like my favorite version of Carlos is when he gets really mad over the radio and is like complaining because they're always so funny.
He should give the place back. It's crazy. He should give it back.
He was like, "Leave me alone, Ricky." I had a list somewhere. When he was like, "Fuck, this is so unlucky because of this 3-second pit stop." It just kept yelling, "Leave me alone." I love it. A lot of my Twitter timeline this morning was people complaining about that. But I think it's fun. I think it's fun when he behaves that way.
It's very rare.
Yeah, it's rare. He gets a lot of flack on Twitter.
I don't hold anything against any of these guys, what they say in the car while they're driving, because they're driving very fast. The adrenaline's pumping. The only thing I think is funny was when Lance Stroll's voice cracked.
Yeah,
I'll hold that against him. I'll hold anything against Lance Stroll.
Absolutely.
But as soon as the race was over, he was like one of the first people to go give Lando a big old hug.
Lance or Carlos?
Carlos.
Yeah. I mean, Carlos, a beautiful hug. Didn't want to let him go. Grabbed his hair.
Mm-hmm. He grabbed his hair?
Yeah, it was.
Now this is the Challengers movie.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. He like grabs his hair and like pulls him along with him. It's crazy.
Hey, last week,
oh, no,
having a week.
Oh, ready? Look at this.
Wow. He it's loves beautiful. Him and he's in love with him.
Yeah. What a gift they are. Yeah, I really would have preferred if Carlos could have gotten past Charles to get that third place to be on the podium with his BFF / BF. Mm-hmm. Wasn't meant to be, but it's fine.
It's fine. And I got one more team here. Red Bull, 30 points. Max Verstappen got second. Checo Perez got fourth. My notes I have, very, very few.
Mm-hmm.
This is a note from the sprint race. Mercedes' biggest rival is Haas. Like, what a fall.
Yeah. I saw a tweet that was like a photo of Toto Wolff head in his hands, and the caption, or there was a quote from him that was like, our car just isn't good on the soil. Then someone was like, babe, that car isn't good on any soil.
What happened there that things have gone so wrong? That was there a personnel shift or something?
I don't think
how have the engineers gotten it so wrong in the last 3 years?
It really seems like they just didn't listen to the drivers. That's what Lewis kind of implied. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they just developed the car in entirely the wrong direction. And then I also saw something recently where it was like they basically hit the two extremes of the directions they could have gone and are finally now like tuning it back to the right place. So it's like maybe getting better? Question mark. But obviously now it just doesn't really matter because Lewis is leaving. Mm-hmm.
Well, I truly have nothing else to say about it. My next note. 1.9-second Ferrari pit stop.
Yeah, baby.
When it happened, I was like, wow, that was really fast.
Yeah. What a thrill.
And then I was watching, like, they got to post the time. That was like, that had to have been sub 2 seconds. And it was.
Indeed, it was.
I haven't seen Ferrari have a pit stop that fast. I remember, like, one of the first races I watched, Ferrari brought both cars into the pit lane at the same exact time, and they didn't know what to do.
Yeah, you also
so they really turn it around.
You truly have no idea. Like 2021 was the year of some of the worst pit stops from Ferrari specifically. Like the chat with Kyle and Jake for a really long time was just us being like, why is, like, anytime they had to box, we were like, oh god, what's gonna happen? It's really bad.
Was it as bad as Kick Sauber's pit stops?
No, Valtteri still is holding the record there, I believe, but just like something would always go wrong, and then you'd hear Charles over the radio like, come on.
All right. So my next round of notes are roughly about like the big thing that happened in the race, which was Max hit a cone.
Yeah, we should say this race was not interesting until this happened.
Yes.
I couldn't make myself pay attention to the race.
I was trying. I was sitting back, getting into, okay, this is what it's going to be for the next 30 laps. I'm looking at the intervals between all the drivers. Nobody is anywhere close. They're all like 3, 4, 5 mm-hmm. seconds between each other. Max hits a cone.
He hit a cone.
Doesn't cause any damage to his car.
He hit a cone, we should say, right after a lot of people had pit.
Okay, because we should say that.
That, I mean, it's relevant because he hits the cone and immediately drivers are coming over the radio like, it's really dangerous. It's in the middle of the track.
Yes, he hits the cone, the cone rolls onto the track.
And a lot of the drivers...
eventually rolls into the racing line.
Yeah. A lot of those drivers are the ones that hadn't pit and are like, this would be a cheap pit stop for me if a safety car is called. Which it was.
Which it was. Safety car was called. And because of this, Lando was in a really good shape with like, what lap was this? It was there was more than 20 laps left, I remember.
Yeah.
But the conversation then became like, can Lando win this race?
You're right, because he had been leading. And when this happened, it basically, I didn't really understand how this happened, but basically, like,
I don't remember when he took the
safety car, the way the safety car came out caused him to essentially be a full lap ahead of everyone, yes, because it came out in front of Max and Lando had to catch up to the cars in the back. So even though he was first, he was all the way in the back, and then they had to let all the other cars back around so the safety car could catch Lando. Yeah, I don't remember.
I have a note here that says Piastri leading the race, and I don't remember how he got up there, and I don't remember how Lando took the lead in his stead.
Let's see, because I feel the same way, because as we established, could not get myself to pay attention to this before the cone was hit. The bollard, if you will.
Speaking of the cone, one of the interviews I saw with Max after the race was about hitting the cone, and he was being very cheeky about it. He was like, I hated that cone. I did everyone a favor. By hitting that cone, taking it out of there.
Classic. Really classic Max. Where is my favorite feature of the F1 website? The live blog of the race. There it is. Okay. Piastri. Was in the lead. He was in the lead until lap 28, in which he pitted. Sainz also pitted, and that meant that Norris took the lead of the Grand Prix. And that was also when Carlos had his slow 3.1 second pit stop.
Wow. Yeah, it was real. That part of the race, I was like, I don't. What is happening? It's hard to pay attention.
Yeah, there was. I mean, it was all after this where then I became.
I'm watching every lap. Is Lando going to hold on?
Yeah,
Lando wasn't only holding on; he was getting further ahead of Max.
So rare to see that happen.
Or even Max said after the race, you know, towards the end, those last few laps, that car was, I was gonna say, this isn't word for word, he's like, that car was a rocket ship, which is just like the placeholder that all these guys say when a car is fast. But he was like getting faster and faster, getting fastest lap as his fuel went down. And it went from, oh, he's got a second and a half. You know, he's got to be over a second so that Max doesn't get the DRS. If Max gets DRS, he'll take the lead of the race again. And he's a second and a half ahead. He's 2 seconds ahead. He's 2.5 seconds ahead. He's 4 seconds ahead. He finished the race 7 seconds ahead of Max.
Yeah, that was really nice to see.
It was really nice to see. I also saw the commentary team talking about this after the race. When the race started at turn one, Checo
almost took everyone out.
Just like took the Ferraris out, took Max. He was inches away from taking Max out of the race.
Yeah, which it's so funny. Max didn't know this, obviously, and then them in the cool down room watching the footage, they were just like, oh, they were shook.
Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with the options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. And you know what? Going grocery shopping in the city is really hard. Mm-hmm. You got to carry your bags all the time on the train for a mile to get to your home from the grocery store because the grocery store is too far.
I remember my city living life.
It's rough. It's rough on these streets. And having Factor, having a full meal ready is great. I had a Tuscan white bean, mushroom, and kale stew recently.
Wow.
Love a kale and white bean stew. Mm. So that was a big deal for me. And it makes your life a lot easier.
Head to factormeals.com/vroom50. That's vroom with a V. And use code VROOM50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code VROOM50 at factormeals.com/VROOM50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Thanks, Factor.
Thank you, Factor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The thing about Lando winning in this way is that ultimately I'm very happy that he won. And have been through a lot of fear about him leading a race and then botching it after Sochi 2021.
You had this fear, or just like in general, people have had this fear?
Me and everyone. Uh-huh. All my timeline was just a bunch of people being like, pretending I don't care that Lando's in the front of the race so he can actually win this time. And like, stuff like that. Like, Sochi was devastating.
I saw Brundle and Crofty after on the post race show talking about how there. So I'm just like watching the race, right? I'm just sitting here and I'm not looking at Twitter. I don't really look at Twitter anymore. I'm not on Reddit for my own sanity. I'm not looking at what anybody else is saying except for Marika, Jake, and Pyle. And sometimes Jeff, but Jeff is somewhere in Italy.
Yeah.
We don't know. That was a surprise to us.
Yeah,
we had to check metadata of a photo he sent to figure out where in the world he was.
And then, I sent him a text that was like, Frankfurt Airport, Terminal 1. And he was just like, Yeah, dot, dot, dot. Really, really scared his ass.
That was after. Yeah, we spent last week mostly scaring Jeff, scaring him straight, essentially.
I wish.
trying to scare him into showing up on time to things that he says he's going to show up to.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway.
Anyway.
You're watching the race, not looking at stuff.
And then after the race, Martin Brundle and Crofty are like, look, there's no commentator's curse. If we say someone's going to win the race before they win the race, it doesn't mean anything. And that, I took that as, I guess on Twitter or something, everyone was fucking yelling at these guys.
I didn't even see that. I think that's just like a really common thing that they have to deal with in general, like, you know.
What, people yelling at them?
Well, that, but also like I don't think it was specific to this situation. I think that is like a very common occurrence where it's like, oh, you know, like we don't want to jinx this just in case. Mm-hmm. But it's looking like they always kind of hedge like that to be safe, which is sure. Fair. But fans definitely felt that way. I think, like, even in the race itself, when Oscar was sort of battling his way through the back of the field, the McLaren team had to come on the radio and be like, hey, just remember, we really don't want a safety car right now.
Yes. Yeah. He was racing hard back there to make up some spots. And they were like, buddy, now's not the time.
Yeah. Because also
what
the
you're
other
doing
thing
is really
like,
cool, but now is not the time.
Yeah. The other thing that we don't really get to experience anymore with Max being in the lead all the time is whenever Max is second, like behind the race leader at a safety car, he does the absolute most always. He like points his car like right up next to them as close as he can get. He's like weaving back and forth. He's just like so much and like does all these weird little mind games. So that safety car restart was hugely stressful. Saw him doing that. Like, thankfully Lando got away really fast, which was great. But yeah, it, you know, if there had been another safety car closer to the end of the race, it would have been like, he's fucked. Like, Max is gonna sneak his way around it, like he always does, sort of thing. I'm glad early. Glad it didn't happen. Glad there wasn't any rain, so we didn't get a repeat of Sochi. But yeah, I mean, seeing Lando sort of crawl up and extend the gap between them was like, he's going to win, but I can't say he's going to win because I can't. I would be very, very sad if he did not win.
But he did win.
He did. And I'm still sad.
And you're still sad, but I do have his radio message here.
You've done it, mate. You've done it. White H11, position 12. White
Here's Zach.
H11, position 12.
Yelling.
Oh, about fucking time. I love you all. I love you all. Thank you so much. We did it, Will! We did it!
We finally did it, mate.
When he said, we did it, Will, we did it, I couldn't, in the moment, I was like, is this like a Kamala Harris reference that he's doing? Because this was a political race, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Down to the point where fucking Crofty, the moment Lando is passing the finish line, he's sitting there like, oh, well, how am I gonna call this? How am I gonna call Lando's first win? Let me do it in the most insufferable way possible.
It
a man who clearly
so
doesn't understand American politics.
Yeah.
As Lando's making the final turn, Crofty's like, well, a former American president visited the McLaren garage before the race. And now Lando Norris trumps Max Verstappen. And it immediately made me go like, this fucking sucks.
I fucking hate this. I was so happy for Lando. And then it was immediately like, God damn it. Why? It ruined. Like, I also like from the start of the race, seeing all the photos of Trump in the McLaren garage, like that pissed me off so much, obviously, that at the start of the race, I was like, this sucks.
Invited by Zach Brown.
Yeah.
I am now off the Zach. I was like, this guy rules. He won Wheel of Fortune, started a racing career off of that. That's fucking sick.
Not anymore.
To now being like, hey, Trump.
Come on down. Awful.
And
terrible.
I'm sure he went down there, and I'm sure he was like talking to Logan Sargeant and his family, like, oh, my good friends who I see at Mar-a-Lago all the time.
Yep.
Unfortunately, he fit right in there.
He kind of blended into the colors of the garage, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Because
as Mick Wagger would say, he's an orange buffoon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real bummer. Really ruined the, like, I was already like, I'm going to be happy about this because ultimately I've wanted Lando to win a race for a really long time. Lando no wins is over. It's done. He's won. And then Crofty immediately ruined the vibe. And I was like, okay, well, this still sucks, actually.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, this is the thing about Formula One. I understand it's not meant for me. Like a normal person who isn't like friends with Russian oligarchs. And that's like who Formula One is designed for. You see it in the menu of the Miami Grand Prix. I saw that going around, how much it costs for nachos. It was like $1,500 for nachos and shit. Like, it's very much part of it to me is like I get to look in the window of like, so this is how
the other half live.
This is what they do for fun. And it's like, you know, they're in all these countries that have questionable, you know, relations with the classes of people who are not the super elite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's very not. It's like so like unapologetically 1% is the vibe of Formula One. And so Trump being there, unfortunately, is like, makes sense. And it makes sense if he like went down there and he's like, I know. Oh, the Strolls, my old friends, my old friend, Lawrence Stroll and his great son, Lance. I see all of that going on. And it was a real bummer this week to like really be confronted with it from like the American perspective, because that is the American like part of the 1% is shitty people like Trump.
Yeah.
Shitty people like Logan Paul. Going to the race, it sucks.
It was just especially bad that like one after the FIA kind of like clamped down on quote unquote political statements coming through in racing, because like Lewis Hamilton wore a shirt that was like arrest the cops that killed Breonna Taylor, and Sebastian Vettel, I think, did something like supporting LGBTQ. Like they fully made a rule and like trying to stop that. Zach Brown was a person that even like gave comments on that that were super vague and like, you know, like freedom of speech is good, but we can't let this distract from racing.
But that's
so
all,
like the fact that he then has a political like rally in his garage.
Not only that, but it was like the guy, like I don't remember his name, the head of the FIA.
Yeah, the head
was
of the FIA
was the one who like brought Lando to Trump after the race.
Who also and, like, is like so, defending so, Christian Horner.
The reality is, like in terms of like gross shit that he's done.
Yeah, like letting him keep his job, and
I
like,
don't even know what you're talking about, but I believe this 100%.
Yeah, it was a like I may have brought it up. It was like a few races ago where basically he was like
about this on the show.
Yeah, it was one of the early races. I can find the article. I think.
Well, as far as the no political statements, it seems very clearly
it's
like well,
yeah,
don't,
it's
not that stuff. Don't do that stuff. We want Trump here.
Yeah,
we want him here.
Yeah, the
we
president,
want him wearing a "Make America Great Again" hat at our race.
Mohammed bin Sulayem, the president of F1's governing body, the FIA. Publicly or asked Verstappen to publicly black Horner.
I remember that.
Also was under investigation for like interfering in an F1 race. But yeah, I mean, like.
Oh, I thought you meant like he was sexually harassing somebody.
No. I just meant like he was defending Horner and like on his side. So, I mean, yeah, I was like, of course, this guy is talking to. Donald Trump.
I mean, we
and making
we
Lando
talked
talk
about
to Donald Trump
how it was like, really disgusting how the obvious approach to the Horner situation was, hey, maybe we could just like wait it out.
Yeah.
And then Adrian Newey was like, no.
I'm good.
Here.
I'm really out of here. Thanks.
This actually isn't fine. I'm leaving. And my understanding is it has a lot to do with the Christian being a piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, which it is kind of funny. Like the stories that I don't think Adrian Newey's a like solid bloke by any means. I think that he's a little
bit
racist and a little bit sexist.
Most of these people are solid blokes.
For sure. But it is funny to like, think about this being the problem for him, like specifically Christian Horner is like sexual allegations being a problem for him based on stories that he tells in his book, like what the Williams team, or maybe it wasn't Williams, it was like one of the earlier teams that he was on. At one point, everyone was watching porn in the office together, and like,
what the fuck?
Yeah. And then like another thing involving Horner was like Adrian Newey, I think I sent a clip of this audio in our group chat, but it was basically like Adrian Newey hooked up with a girl and like Horner and somebody else. It might have been Martin Brundle. They were like all listening in through his door.
Oh my god.
So like, I mean, it. I'm like, yeah, of course, all of these people are like, obviously, all these people suck. But it is funny that is like being talked about as Adrian Newey's like last straw. I'm sure it's a lot of things and that, but
yeah, I don't think he left because of what Christian was doing.
No, it just gives him a good sense. Out.
I think it was more like Christian thinks it's all him, but it's me. That's the angle I really think. I don't think he was like, I saw that picture of Christian's dick and I said, I'm out of here. This is unacceptable. I absolutely wasn't thinking that.
Also, the other thing about Trump being at the race was the beginning of the race, like the, you know, the like standard ceremony stuff. All of the drivers were standing behind little black kids on the grid. That was what they decided to do for the Miami Grand Prix.
I missed most of the pre-show. Did they do like a big obnoxious introduction like they did last year?
No, they didn't. At least I didn't see one. I saw the Brundle grid walk. He talked to Camila Cabello and Charlotte Tilbury and Mario Andretti. Charlotte Tilbury's granted, I didn't think it was a real woman that existed, but she like owns a big makeup line. And then Brundle was like, he was like, I've never bought any of your stuff, but I do steal it from the sink area from time to time.
Store?
No, like, I don't know. He was like a moisturizer. I was like, what are you saying, dude?
What did Lando say about Trump? Because I couldn't find the quotes.
I have the quote. I think Piles sent maybe a video also, but I can read the quote, which is bad to read. Emily Selleck from the Daily Mail said, another one for Lando, please. I'm wondering if you can get your wondering if you can give your reaction to having Donald Trump in the garage before the race. Lando says, yeah, I didn't see him in the garage, to be honest. I was busy prepping for the race, but he saw me after and he came up to congratulate me. So I guess an honor, because whenever you have someone like this, it has to be an honor for them to come up to you, to take time out of their life, to pay their respect for what you've done. He said he was my lucky charm because it's my win.
Okay. He should have just stopped.
He should have stopped. Yep. He could have stopped, but he keeps going. So I don't know if he's going to come to more races now. There's a lot of special people or cool people that have been here this weekend. Donald is someone that you got to have a lot of respect for in many ways. And yeah, for anyone like that who acknowledges what you can go out and do and acknowledges the work ethic that goes into things, you got to be thankful for that. And I was. So yeah, a cool moment. And that's all.
Oh my God. Wow.
I hate it. It really, because it's like, it's clear someone on their like publicist team was like, you have to say,
be nice.
Yeah, basically, which is also fucked up. He should also be able to be like, I'm not going to talk to this man, or like, you know, everyone should be able to do that. But
sure.
Clearly not.
The only person that I think would have the guts to not do it is Lewis.
Yeah. Or Sebastian Vettel in his
I think Lewis, yeah, maybe Vettel. But I think Lewis also would have been like, if I shake hands with this man, it'll ruin me.
Yeah. he's smart enough to realize that. There were photos.
Most of these guys, I feel like, absolutely are like not paying attention to anything political, like in any way. Especially 100%. American politics.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, but they're also, you know, rich babies, so it's like. Like, I'm not looking to any race car driver, no matter Formula One, NASCAR, IndyCar, whatever. I'm not looking to their insights on, you know, the world stage, so to speak. But come on, man.
Yeah, it was really like you... Yeah, he could have stuck with the beginning and it would have been fine-ish. Yeah. But he really just talked himself into a hole there. And it's like, you get what he's trying to say, but because it's Trump, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
He's trying to say it's nice when a celebrity congratulates you. Like, it's nice when someone that's a big deal congratulates you, but because this person is a big deal because he is a criminal that deserves to be in jail and a fascist and everything, that's a problem.
But, yeah. Not really, but... like I try to think about like how could these guys learn about the world, and
they travel all the time,
but they're also like they go somewhere for a race and then leave immediately after the, like that was a lot of the talk after this race was Lando was changing his flight so he could celebrate. Because he was like ready to get out of there. I think same thing and happened last race where he was like, didn't expect to do this well. I had my bags packed. I was ready to just like
leave. Yeah, I did see that. And he did celebrate. He did. Went to the club.
But
videos of him with Max.
I haven't seen
dancing
haven't
at
seen
the club. Max is like that up. Fist pumping.
That sounds great.
It's really funny.
But like I can see these like, you know, a 22-year-old Lando, he's like 24 now, but like asking like his mom or dad. Marika is looking up at someone. She's nodding.
It's Jake.
Jake is here.
Yeah.
Can I grab Zoom?
Yes. I don't know where the other one is. Does Emma know? Yeah. No, you're fine. It's just the podcast you're on.
Can we get a push or box from Jake?
He's already gone.
Oh, yes.
Edit point.
Push or box.
Is there anyone
for the race?
Yeah.
It was a push with a box kind of like feeling for me at the end.
Yeah.
Push. It was a great race, I think.
Great.
Could use one more safety card.
Another SD card. And I want to get one of the, where are the rest of the micro amps?
Oh, there's one in there.
Oh, you have one in there? Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Never mind.
Thought the door closed by itself, but it was Jake. Carry on.
I heard Jake. Sounds like he's on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I was saying about Lando, or just like any of these guys, is, you know, let's say 2020, the protests are happening in America, and Lando is like.
Oh, what are you looking for?
However, the others say.
We get no respect here at the pit wall. This is the only show that gets treated like this at HeadGum.
fully leaning back on the couch.
They wouldn't do this to David Cross.
No, that's true.
What I'm trying to say is Lando probably just asked his parents, why are they doing this to anything in the world? And his rich parents are probably just like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes,
You don't have to worry about that.
All right, I'm going to be on the sim.
Yeah, that sounds correct. Yeah, check out the videos of Lando at the club. They're pretty good. Saw one that was like Lando grinding on a man, question mark. So I have to revisit that.
Interesting.
Also, he posted, he's a Whoop guy, because he posted his recovery this morning is at 1%.
I don't know what Whoop is.
Whoop is a fitness tracker that I use personally to see how little sleep I get at night. Last night was 4 hours and 20 minutes. Thank you very much.
Wow.
So I'm assuming Lando got worse if his recovery score was 1.
Fair, you know.
He won a Grand Prix. He should be at the club, and he was.
He's at the club. I said yesterday that I think he has depression. He's actually like clinically depressed just from the way he was talking.
I believe it.
After winning his first race. I saw an interview with his engineer, Will, who seems like a real funny guy. They were asking him like, do you think this will change Lando in any way? Do you think this maybe his attitude or something? And Will was like, that's way too personal. I'm not going to get into it, but we've had like very serious conversations and it's like, Jesus. And like listening to Lando talk about how like, I don't know, like he's like,
he's very hard on himself.
He's,
I think,
so
Natalie Pinkham was the one that was like, you can't be so hard on yourself. And there's a really cute photo of them hugging after he won, which is nice. He's cried in interviews before. He's just a little guy. He's just a little guy. It was so like, Sochi was so sad. That was the screenshot that I sent in the chat where he's just like kind of buried in his jacket because of how sad he is after he lost the lead of that race because he didn't pit for wet tires. But I'm happy for him. He deserved it. Every driver is happy for him, which is really cute to see.
Yeah, Max was in the car applauding him.
Yeah, everyone. Lewis was applauding him. People were driving by, like waving. They all gave him little pats, little hugs, because he's a little guy. He crowd surfed on his team, which was really cool.
He crowd surfed on his team, and his team were. They were able to lift him up, and he's
so
lightweight. Bones.
Yeah, he's just a little guy.
And it almost looks like if they throw him hard enough, he might never come down.
He'll go flying. Little dude would go flying.
He did his signature champagne pop, and it was a big one, and he made a real
He threw his trophy, which was really cool.
I like to see him throw the trophy in the air. I really went...
I know, same.
I've already seen him break a trophy.
Well, yeah, and I was seeing a bunch of tweets. I was like, Max has the opportunity to do the funniest thing right now and break Lando's trophy. And he threw it in the air, and I was like, oh, no. We got to get out of here.
Let's rate this thing, huh? Here at the Pit, while we watch something, we rate it. If we like it, it's a push-push. If we don't like it, it's a box-box. Race... was a push-push.
Push-push. Really interesting stuff in the second half.
Yeah.
Really brought me back out of the funk I was in watching the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of my favorite drivers won his first race, and he beat he beat the record of most races, or not most.
Most podiums without a
win. Yeah, well, he no longer holds the record, which is great. And he beat, I saw this was really funny, there's a record of like races before a win. And I guess last race he was talking to Nico Rosberg, and Nico was like, "You're coming up on my record for that." And now Lando has beat him by one. And then also I think Jenson Button is like behind Rosberg. Basically it was like, these are numbers aren't right, but it's like Lando's had 101 races without a win. Rosberg had 103 and Button had 104 or whatever. And Button also doing commentary was like, "Oh no, he beat me."
Yeah, push, despite all the off-track bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
The race was fun to watch. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Hottie of the week. I have to give it to Lando.
You have to.
We haven't even talked about how he broke his face.
Yeah.
6 days prior to the race because
he scratched
partying
his nose.
Too hard.
He scratched his nose. But then they wrapped the up second his driver face
like
to
he
be
was
injured.
The Phantom of the Opera.
Don't look at him. He is the second driver to be injured and win a race. So, you know, Charles should like lose something, lose an appendage before Imola.
That would be
get
so,
a paper cut at least.
That would be so cool. And like, this is like what if I made a Formula One movie? It would involve like a guy being like, "If I have to hurt myself to win a race, I will." And then he like chops off his nose or something.
Wow! Like
when people are like, "This guy's
get rid
a
of the
freak."
Weight.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But I'm just like, I've got a twisted mind. I make twisted films.
Got a twisted mind. So twisted. My hottie of the week is gonna have to be probably Lewis, because his reaction to everything that happened to him this weekend was just really funny. Just like couldn't
give
less of a shit. Was like, "Yeah, man, I had a good time." Told Kevin Magnussen it was fun for him to be racing like that. Smiling as he gets
Kevin
16th
Magnussen, who,
place
who,
or whatever in the sprint.
And the sprint was giving Lewis all that shit. And then in the race was the one who crashed into Logan to end his race and maybe his entire Formula One career.
Maybe we'll see.
So Kevin Magnussen also a hottie this week.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's hottie behavior. Little bitch behavior.
Little bitch of the day.
It's going to Zach Brown/ Donald Trump/ Mohammed Ben Sulayem/ probably Stefano Domenicano, the head of Formula One, because I also saw him talking to Trump in the garage. So yeah, I hate all of them. And I wish someone had run over Trump with a car. Or at least
I love this
hit
car.
Him down.
It looks just like me. Big and orange.
Yep. That was really good, unfortunately.
What?
The big and orange was really good.
My Trump impression?
Yeah.
For a while, I was doing an impression just like walking around my apartment of Trump if he was Baron Harkonnen from Dune.
Mm,
it was
really
fun to just be going around being like, "Puny Paul, I call him. Little tiny Paul Atreides."
Yeah.
Maudib, they say. Little mouse.
He fits.
Not me. Not when I'm in charge of Arrakis. Just got to get gravelly in your voice and have that cadence.
Yeah.
And you're doing Trump.
Yeah, that's done.
That's done. The Miami Grand Prix is done. Mariko, what are the fantasy standings?
Oh, boy. Well, I think for all of us, they're still the same. Pyle's in first, I'm in second. Jeff is in third, and you're in fourth.
I used one of my chips this week. I used my 3x multiplier on Max Verstappen, and of course he didn't win the race.
Of course he didn't win. Yeah, I get that. I changed my team to like a lot of Red Bull, so I feel you. In the public league, Creamers is in first, Pirelli's Pancakes second, Danny's Boys third, RB Racing Human Resources fourth, OnlyFans Patagonia RT 5, Best in Slot 6th, Rigby's Rhino 7th, Brandade 8th, Mode Push Me to My Limits 9th, and Alex Algon 10th. Congrats on the points.
Congrats on the points. Keep fighting, everyone. Long live the fighters.
Keep fighting.
That about does it for this episode. Follow us on Instagram at PitWallPod. Slide into our DM. Send us a quick cue. Quick question that we can answer on the pod.
Do it.
Follow us on TikTok at PitWallPod. Rate us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple. Watch my movie, my award-winning movie.
Yeah, I still need to watch it.
The Taco Bell Bell Sound song on CaseyMakesMovies.com/shortfilms. Made it for the Taco Bell Film Festival here in Los Angeles.
And you won a prize.
And I won the audience award by a landslide, I was told.
Huge.
Huge for me. Felt like Lando Norris. Never won an award for my filmmaking in all my years.
Wow.
So I was like, wow.
Now you have.
I finally did it. I finally, my peers finally said, you're good at this. So go watch the movie. And that's it. Unless, Marika, you got anything else you want to plug?
No.
You seeing any movies? See.
Hey, I saw The Idea of You this weekend.
I don't really know what this is, but I saw on Letterboxd a lot of people were watching.
Yeah. Hey, Casey, I can tell you, you're not going to like it.
Oh, okay.
It's a rom-com.
I've been thinking about going to see The Fall Guy, which is a rom-com.
Fall Guy I enjoyed. I had a good time.
Seems fun.
Ryan Gosling, very good. Very
I love
funny.
That guy.
He's so funny.
I'm gonna
he's
go
so
see
funny and good.
Drive this week. At
yeah.
Idiots.
Huge. Give me that t-shirt.
Oh, the t-shirt is the talk of the town.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is, but I need it.
I haven't even seen it. I've seen it. It's a cool shirt.
I just bought a shirt yesterday for the movie Margaret, the director's cut.
Wow.
It was $45. And I texted that website to Anya and she was like, I literally just hung out with the person that runs this website. And I was like, can they refund my order, please?
Yeah, everyone's gonna get this Drive shirt. I've already got people I said I'm gonna go. And I've got like 3 other people who are like, can you get me one of those shirts? And I was like, I don't think they're going to sell 5 shirts to me.
They might. They could.
I'm going to go there early. I'm going to be like, when are the shirts on sale?
When are the shirts?
And I'll take 5 size larges, please.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to hustle like that. I think
we'll see, but I can't wait to go watch Drive in the movie theater once again. One of the movies that changed my life. Drive and Dune,
great film.
I went to go see
both featuring Oscar Isaac. So
yeah, I love
maybe
Oscar
Isaac. Changed your life,
Oscar Isaac, constantly changing my life. I saw The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, last night on film.
Ooh.
What a treat! Oh man, what a treat!
What a treat.
Holy smokes. What a movie. All right. That's the end of the podcast. The next race, Imola. We're going to Italia.
Woo.
Vamos, ragazzi.
Nice.
Until then, vroom, vroom, to all, beep, beep. But goodbye.
I truly thought you were frozen. You were so still.
That was a HeadGum Original.